Now, is it possible to make a business presentation, well, actually not boring? Here's our regular commentator, Lucy Kellaway.
It was the baby's bib that brought on the final crisis. But that is the jump to the end of the story. First, let us start at the beginning. Once upon a time, one fine sunny morning, I was sitting hunched over my computer, looking things up on Google. The words I typed in were storytelling and corporate, for I was trying to find out more about one of the most baffling management fashions of them all, the fad that says that telling stories is the best way of communicating, leading, and getting people to do what you want them to do. In the last few years, this craze has got out of control. Almost every institution you've ever heard of believes in storytelling. There are any number of annual conferences for storytellers. At the 2004 annual National Storytelling Conference, there will be 52 workshops, a telethon, and a special support group for storytellers. There turns out to be a huge industry of people with storyteller, or worse, story practitioner, written on their business cards, who make a living helping executives with their stories. One of these has just written a book called Around the Corporate Campfire. I've always had a thing about campfires, never having liked ghost stories or singing Blowing in the Wind. But the juxtaposition of campfire and corporate is truly terrifying. My own story of my morning's discovery on the internet did not quite end there. As I said, it ended with a baby's bib. I stumbled across a website selling storytelling merchandise. There were mugs, mouse mats, and yes, the storyteller baby's bib for just $6.99. It must be a universal truth that when a management fad crops up on a bib, it is a sign that the end is near. This dismissive ending to my story on storytelling has a contradictory postscript made necessary by the tale of Stephen Denning, who used to be head of knowledge management at the World Bank and has now remodeled himself as a storytelling guru. He tells how he had been trying to get colleagues at the bank to accept knowledge management. They had taken no notice of his logical PowerPoint presentation. He then told a 150-word story about a health worker in Zambia whose job was transformed by being able to look up malaria on the internet. Suddenly, the World Bank started to see the point of just how powerful sharing information could be to them. He was so pleased with the success of this that he went to see a master storyteller, only to be told that his story was pathetic, that there was no plot, no character development, no proper telling at all. Yet Denning knew that the storyteller was wrong. A fancy story would have gone down badly with the World Bank people, who, like most busy people in companies, want to get to the point in seconds. Denning is right. A short, well-judged story will often reach places dry analysis cannot. The difference, I suppose, is that I would not call this storytelling. I would simply call it giving a relevant example. The power of an example is glaringly obvious. It may make something easier to understand and easier to remember. The trouble is, give an example is a rather flimsy basis for a management fad. Might not look bad on a bib, though. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC's World Business Report.
And that is the World Business Report. Back